Zhang Fu, The Organ Systems of Traditional Chinese Medicine by Jeremy Ross. Chapter 3. Substances. The five substances and their functions. The five main categories of the basic substances of TCM are listed in Table 3.1 with their English language approximations. The Chinese words are used in this book since the English words give rise to many misconceptions. Table 3.1. The five main substances. Chinese words and English approximation. Qi is energy. Shui is blood. Jing is essence. Shen is spirit. Jingye is body fluids. For example, the term qi is used in preference to energy, since the latter implies energy as opposed to matter. In TCM, energy-matter is a continuum, qi having both energetic and material attributes. Similarly, shen is used in preference to spirit, since the latter implies spirit as opposed to body, or spiritual as opposed to material. And in the context of TCM, shen may have material aspects. Western words can be most misleading when applied to Chinese concepts, since the Western words do not give the sense of the Chinese ideas, but carry with them their Western meanings. For example, xue is used rather than blood, since the latter implies the blood of Western medicine, with its precise parameters of biochemistry and histology. Although xue and blood share some common attributes, fundamentally, Xue is a different concept. The basic emphasis in Western medicine is on structure, that is, the detailed structure of the blood vessels and the detailed composition of the blood that passes through them. TCM is little concerned with structure, with the histology of the Jing Luo or the chemical composition of Qi. Its concern is with their functions and with their relationships between them. Most of all, TCM is concerned with pathology. In a Chinese text, there is almost no discussion of structure. There is a certain amount of physiology, but the bulk of the book is usually on the patterns of disease and their treatment. The interwoven complexity of the functional interrelationships of the substances means that it is difficult to separate one from another with precise definitions. Indeed, TCM is not concerned with such precision. The meaning of words is ambiguous and situational. Since good general accounts of the substances are given elsewhere, this chapter concentrates on these areas of ambiguity and overlap that has given difficulty and confusion to Western students of TCM. Table 3.2 outlines the principal functions and the distributions of the five main substances, and gives their main associated zhang. Substance qi. The main zhang associated with fei, shen, and pi. Their function is moves, warms, transforms, protects, retains, and nourishes. Its distribution are inside and outside Jing Luo and Shuemai. Substance Shui. Its main Zhang associated with Xin, Gan, and Pi. Its functions are nourishes and moistens. Its distribution is in Shuemai and Jing Luo. Substance of Jingye. Its main zhang associated with Shen, Fei, and Pi. Its functions are moistens and nourishes. Its distribution is throughout the body. Substance of Jin. Its main zhang associated with Shen, which functions are activates and transformations and controls growth, development, and reproduction. Which distribution are in 8 extra channels and in Jinro, stored in Shen. Substance of Shen, which main Zang associated with Shin. Functions are vitalize body and consciousness, which distributed and resides in Shin. Yin Yang and the substances. The foundation of an understanding of the substances is an understanding of Yin Yang. Firstly, Yin Yang is relative, that is, Jing is Yin relative to Qi, but Yang relative to Shui. Secondly, all phenomena, whether relatively Yin or Yang, have both a Yin and Yang aspect. For example, although Qi is relatively Yang, energetic and immaterial, it can have aspects of Yang or Yin, depending on the situation, as in its subdivision into Wei Qi and Yin Qi, as shown in Table 3.3. Table 3.3, the Yin and Yang aspect of Qi, Jing Ye and Jing. Qi's Yang aspect are Wei, warms and protects skin, and muscles and body surface. Qi's Yin aspect is Yin, and nourishing Zhang Fu and tissues. Jing Ye's Yang aspect are Jing, moisten and warms, and nourishes skin and muscles. Jing Ye's Yin aspect is Ye. It moistens and nourishes Zhang Fu, joints, bones, brains, and orifices. Jing's Yang aspect is warming, energizing aspect, activates transformations and growth, development, and reproduction. Jing's Yin aspect is fluid, nourishing aspect, material basis for formation of bone marrow and brain and Shui. Only Qi and Jing Ye have named Yin and Yang subdivisions, those of Jing being associated with the Yin and Yang, fire and water aspects of Shen or kidney, though Shui is relatively Yin and Shen is relatively Yang. They have both Yin and Yang aspect, but the division is less prominent than with Qi, Jing Ye and Jing. Thirdly, Yin and Yang are dependent upon each other. Yin nourishes Yang, and Yang protects Yin. For example, Qi moves Shui, and Shui nourishes Qi. Formation of the substances. Consideration of the formation of the basic substances involves an understanding of Zhang Fu physiology and interrelationships. This will be dealt with in greater detail in Part 2 and 3. Qi. Gu Qi, derived from food and drink by the action of Pi and Wei, which are spleen and stomach, combines in the chest with air from Fei, which is lungs, to form Zong and Zheng Qi, under the influence of Xing and Fei, which is heart and lungs. Zong Qi, the Qi of the chest, is closely related to the functions of Xing and Fei and their movement of Xue and Qi, respectively around the body. Wei Qi and Yin Qi are the two aspects of Zhen Qi, Zhu Qi. Wei circulates mainly in the skin and muscles, and Yin circulates mainly Jing Luo and Xue Mai. The nature and functions of Yin Qi and of Xue are so close that in some texts and in some situations, the two terms are synonymous. Figure 3.1 is oversimplified and overly clear, and in some texts, the distinctions between the various categories are rather blurred, and as for example between Zong Qi and Zhen Qi. Xue, Gu Qi, derived from food and drink, is transformed to Xue in the chest by the action of Xing and Fei. Also, the Yin aspect of Jin, stored in Shen or kidney, gives rise to bone marrow, which in turn produces Qi. Further, the yang aspect of jing or yuan qi activates the transformations performed by both xin and fei in the upper jiao and pi and wei in the middle jiao. Jin ye. Food and drinks is transformed by pi and wei into the various denser and the lighter fractions of jin ye, or body fluids. Jin, the purer, lighter, more yang and dynamic fraction, goes via fei to warm, moisten and nourish skin and muscles. It has a function and distribution similar to wei qi. Ye is less pure, denser, more yin and more substantial, and has a distribution similar to yin qi, and goes to moisten and nourish the jiang fu, bones, brain and orifices. Jin ye circulate through the body inside and outside jing wu and shui mai, providing moisture and nourishment to tissues and jiang fu. The densest fraction goes via xiao qian, or small intestine, to panguan, bladder, and da qian, colon, where after some reabsorption, the relatively more fluid and relatively more solid fractions are passed from the body as urine and feces respectively. The terms fluids or body fluids, often used as translations for jin, ye, represent a fundamentally different concept from the body fluids of Western physiology. Ye may refer to any type of fluid, but jin ye refers specifically to fluids secreted by living cells, although the two terms may be used interchangeably. Jin ye includes the secretion of the body, tears, sweat, saliva, milk, nasal, gastric and genital secretions, and so on. However, the fluid waste, urine, is an excretion and is considered to be ye, not jin ye. In certain contexts, for example, when loosely referring to the fluid component of the body, the terms jin ye and water may be used interchangeably. However, jin ye refers more to the specific secretions of the body, whereas water is a more general and inclusive term referring to all the fluids in the body, whether pure or impure. The term water also has the meaning of the principle of water as opposed to the principle of fire. Jin. Terminology has been simplified here. Jin is used as a general term for a group of overlapping concepts. Prenatal jing is derived from the jing of the parents. Postnatal jing is formed from the purified fraction of the transformation products of food and drink. The yang aspect of jing, approximately corresponding to the yang aspect of shen, kidney qi, or to yuan qi, is responsible for the yang functions of warming, activating, transforming and moving. As in the transformations involved in the formation of qi, xue and jin ye, or those involved in growth, development and reproduction. Yuan qi is a term sometimes used more or less synonymously with the yang aspect of shen jin, shen yang qi, or the fire of min man. It has other attributes, but these will not be discussed here. The yin aspect of jing provides a material base for the dynamic activities of the yang aspect. Indeed, the two aspects are complementary and inseparable. The yin aspect provides the substratum for the formation of the materials associated with jing, marrow, xue, etc. Shen. Prenatal shen is derived from the parents, and the postnatal shen is derived from or is a manifestation of the interaction of jing and qi. Xin xue and xin yin provide the residence for shen. Since, in TCM, consciousness resides not so much in the brain as in xin or heart, shen vitalizes the body and consciousness and provides the driving force behind the personality. Together, Jin, Qi, and Qian form the Sun Bao, or the Three Treasures. This conception of the Shen implies a material aspect of Shen foreign to the Western idea of spirit. In TCM, Shen is an integral part of the body, not an entity separate from it. Ambiguities. Overlapping function and conceptual ambiguity can make clear understanding of the substances difficult for Western student of TCM. The 10 pairing of the 5 main substances are discussed below to clarify the similarities, differences, and interrelationships between each pair. Qi and Xue. Relatively, Qi is yang and Xue is yin. Traditionally, Qi is the commander of Xue, and Xue is the mother of Qi. Qi activates the formation of Xue, and moves and retains it within the vessels. Xue nourishes and moistens the Zangfu that form and govern the Qi. The relationship between Xue and Yin Qi, the Yin aspect of Zhen Qi, is so close that the term Xue and Yin Qi are sometimes used interchangeably. They are both concerned with nourishment, and they move together through Xue Mai. However, within this intimate relationship, Xue is relatively yin and substantial, and yin is relatively yang, immaterial and dynamic. Qi and Jin Ye. Relatively, Qi is less substantial and more yang than Jin Ye. Qi activates the formation and movement of Jin Ye within the body, and Jin Ye moistens and nourishes the Zangfu. Both Jin and Wei Qi circulate outside the Jin Luo and warm, moisten, and nourish the skin and muscles. However, the emphasis of Wei Qi is on protecting the body from outside invasion, whereas the emphasis of Jin is on moistening. Ye and Yin Qi are relatively more yin, and flow together to moisten and nourish Zangfu and tissues. However, the emphasis of Ye is on moistening, and that of Yin is on nourishment. Also, Ye has a special relationship with the brain, bones, and orifices. Qi and Jin. Jin is more substantial and yin than Qi. Prenatal and postnatal Jin activate the formation of Qi, and Qi activates the formation of postnatal Jin from food and drink. The relationship of Shen Qi and Shen Jin is especially close and will be discussed in part 2. Wei Qi and the yang aspect of Jin both move, warm, and activate. Yin Qi and the yin aspect of Jin both have a function of nourishment. However, Jin is specifically associated with Shen or kidneys and with growth, development, reproduction, and inheritance. The yin aspect of Jin provides a material basis for these processes, and the yang aspect activates them. Qi is responsible for the day-to-day functioning of the body, but Jin is also responsible for the 7 and 8 year developmental cycles of TCM. Qi and Shen. Both are relatively yang, Shen being the more yang and the insubstantial. Shen arises from the interaction of Qi and Jin, and gives the Qi of the body the unique qualities of awareness, consciousness, and vitality. Xue and Jin Ye. Both are relatively yin and form part of the continuum of fluids within the body. Xue and Jin Ye are mutually dependent. Loss of Xue will affect Jin Ye and the damage to Jin Ye, with the yin deficiency and heat often associated with it, will affect the quality and quantity of Xue. Both nourish and moisten, But she is more refined and is more concerned with the nourishment. And Jinya was moistening. She and Jin. Though both are yin relative to qi, Jin is yang relative to she. The yin aspect of Jin provides a material base for she formation, and the yang aspect activates this process. She nourishes and moistens the zhangfu concerned with the formation of postnatal Jin, including Shen, where both prenatal and postnatal Jin is stored. Like Qi, She is involved in day-to-day metabolism, whereas Jin is also involved in the long-term cycles of development and reproduction. She and Shen. Shen is yang relative to She. Xin rules both Shen and Shui. Xin Shui and Xin Yan provides a residence of Shen. And if they are deficient, Shen will have no residence and will be disturbed. Conversely, if Shen is disturbed, Xin function may be disturbed, leading to Xin She and Xin Yin deficiencies. Jin Ye and Jin. Both are relatively yin. Both have comparable yin and yang aspects. Both are ruled by Shen. Jin activates the formations and transformation of Jin Ye, and Ye moistens and nourishes the Zhangfu that replenish the Jin, including Shen that stores it. There is a close association between Jin Ye and Ye, since both are associated with brain and bone marrow. Jin with their formation and Ye with their lubrication. Both have fluid attributes, and both may moisten and nourish. However, Jin has an irreplaceable inherited component. Even postnatal Jin is more refined than Jin Ye, and it is more precious, since it is less easily replaced. Also, whereas Jin Ye is more concerned with the everyday economy of the body, Jin is more concerned with its deeper, more fundamental rhythms. Jin Ye and Shen. Jin Ye are the least refined, and Shen the most refined of the substances. The state of Jin Ye affects Xin She and Xin Yin, and hence Shen. Conversely, disturbance of Shen may affect Jin Ye via Yin and She. Jin and Shen. Shen is more refined and more yang. Shen is a manifestation of Jin and Qi, and is ruled by Shen. Jin is ruled by Shen. The relationship of Xin and Shen, and Shen and Jin, are fundamental to Chinese medicine. In summary, there are two main groups of overlapping concepts. Yang group, Wei Qi, Jin, Shen, and the yang aspect of Jin. Yin group, Yin Qi, Ye, She, and the yin aspect of Jin. Within each group, each substance has functions that overlap with each of the other substances in the group. For example, Yin Qi has functions in common with Ye, with She, and with the yin aspect of Jin. In addition, each substance has functions specific to itself alone.